Expand your research and evidence-based practice skills with an accredited Transitional Doctor of Physical Therapy degree at Utica College. Fast and online, earn your DPT in just 4 semesters. To learn more, visit programs.online.utica.edu/ptpodcast.
Defining Moment spotlights a particular moment, incident, or case that either led the writer to a career in physical therapy or confirmed why he or she became a physical therapist or physical therapist assistant. This is the account, in his own words and voice, of Brian Power, PT-DPT, who is a co-owner and vice president of MTI Physical Therapy, which has 7 locations in and around Seattle, Washington. Power is a fellow of the American Academy of Orthopedic Manual Physical Therapists.
The title of my essay is When Therapy Packs a Punch. When I was younger, much younger, I became interested in medicine after sustaining a few injuries while participating in sports. It seemed to me that working with the human body and being able to fix it was one of the coolest things anyone could learn to do. At first, orthopedic surgery was my main interest. I was deeply involved in woodworking during high school, and I equated the two things. Both required great precision. But my mom, a nurse, had seen firsthand how stressful a surgeon's life can be. She urged me to explore other opportunities to help people through a healthcare profession. After I'd volunteered at a couple of clinics and had a few stints as a rehab patient, I was sold on orthopedic physical therapy as my career choice. Soon after graduating from college and becoming a physical therapist, however, I saw that I needed to broaden my outlook. I realized that every patient or client, whatever his or her presentation, injury, or issue, might be dealing with an orthopedic condition, and that anyone with an orthopedic condition might face other issues as well. So it was back to the books for me to learn more about neurologic physical therapy and developmental and acute rehabilitation. I needed to broaden my knowledge base in order to give my outpatient orthopedic patients the best care that I possibly could. So fast forward a quarter century. About 3 years ago, a boxing gym opened next to one of my clinics, announced to the community with a burst of marketing. Intrigued, I introduced myself to the owner, Tricia Turton Acaro. We talked, and I signed up for classes at Acaro Boxing. I immediately connected with the sport. I love the workouts. They simultaneously improved my coordination, agility, flexibility, and strength. Boxing ticked a lot of, well, boxes for me. But it was a personal hobby at first, with no ties to what I do as a PT. Until that end, something quite unexpected happened. Tricia took me out for coffee to discuss a new program she was considering, non-contact boxing to help people with Parkinson's disease, or PD, manage their condition. She wanted to know if I was interested in serving on her advisory team. I'd been peripherally aware of the existence of non-contact boxing programs to help individuals with PD manage their symptoms. But when I looked into it, I found an impressive amount of evidence-based research on the benefits of boxing for this patient population. And I learned that PTs around the country and the world are right in the middle of the ring, as it were. As the PT member of the advisory committee for the KO Parkinson's program at Acaro Boxing, I learned, be volunteering my time to work alongside an occupational therapist and a speech-language pathologist, as well as with Tricia, herself a boxer, and another coach. It sounded like a great opportunity for all of us, the patients, my therapist colleagues, and me. The program launched early in 2016. Our first participants were 2 individuals, both of them physician-cleared and special needs assessed, who presented different faces of the PD disease process. On the one hand, I had a certain comfort level with my role. I was, after all, in a familiar environment, the gym, and being a veteran PT, I was a movement expert with the knowledge and skill to help people manage and even overcome a wide variety of physical limitations. On the flip side, though, I was new at helping people with PD. I felt much like I had on my first day on the job after graduating from PT school. Those early jitters quickly faded, however, as our work with our highly motivated patients began yielding results. Carl, an ex-wrestler, began KO Parkinson's with a pronounced tremor, but he has progressed tremendously over the course of the last year, from barely being able to jump rope at all, for instance, to performing doubles and crossovers better than I. It's exciting and inspiring. He's told me that he thinks he's in better shape now than he has been at any point of his life. Peter has more classic Parkinson's symptoms. in that it's difficult for him to pick up his feet. He shuffles quite a bit. He's very stiff in the trunk and has difficulty opening his hips because he feels as if his feet are glued to the floor. Working with Peter challenges me to come up with ways to get him to unglue himself. But he, too, has made an amazing amount of progress. He no longer struggles to nearly the extent that he did. Both of these men are extremely dedicated to managing their condition. They come faithfully together to the two weekly classes, both of which consist of 17 three-minute rounds with 30-second rest between each. Flexibility, balance, and agility are emphasized in the early warm-up rounds. Punch sequences ensue in subsequent rounds, centered on arm, trunk, and hip movements, with intensity steadily increasing. By the time the final cool-down round ends, Carl and Peter are tired. They're dripping wet with sweat. They're moving with notably greater flexibility and motor control, though. That's what we call a perfect hour. When we conducted a six-month survey to ask these two men how they felt they were doing and whether their needs would be met, Peter called us all crazy for spending so much time with him without getting paid a dime. He added that he was thrilled, however, with the one-on-one attention. He told us that we'd made a big difference in his life. That was my moment of epiphany, when it came home to me just how right my mother had been. Thanks to her, my career has been all about helping people. Without the stress I might have felt as a surgeon had I pursued that, but with all the joys and satisfaction of service to others. My mom has passed away. I wish I could thank her again for guiding me toward the profession I love. But every time I help people like Carl and Peter help themselves, I feel as if I'm paying tribute to her and the huge role that she's played in making me the person and professional I am today. I sometimes ask myself, if I wasn't a PT, what else would I do? The answer is always the same. I have no idea. There's nothing I'd rather do than help my patients fight one round at a time the physical issues that limit their lives so they can emerge victorious.
This has been an APTA podcast. APTA members can access the latest podcasts and transcripts at www.apta.org/podcasts.